Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, a daily show that's on the air, on the radio, and lots of radio stations around the country to bring you up to date on what's going on, get you engaged as well. 888-302-3684 is one way. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or Rich, you can send him, he won't pay any attention to you, but you can send along if you like. And then there's Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So we acknowledge there are a lot of Ted Cruz fans, and then there are those who are not for Ted Cruz that seem to be very interested in letting us know their positions. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Is that right, Kenny? That continues?
Yeah, that's the hot thing.
Not much else here. What else? You got anything working for anybody? Wait till we tell the story about Monsanto. That ought to get some people going. But what else have you got there? Anything?
A couple neat things posted this morning to our Facebook page. One is a recent picture of your grandson, Miles.
Miles is there, yes. Miles and his smiles. He has nice smiles, Miles.
And the other is a video of that you sent me yesterday of some of the cows enjoying finally getting to get out for spring.
Right. We break down those barriers.
Yeah.
Oh, snowbanks. Let's go. When I was home over the weekend, it was cute because there are some snowbanks that are taller than the fence. So for whatever the reason, cows love to play king of the hill. This has been something that all my life. We have piles of manure, you have piles of dirt, we have piles of gravel, and they get up on the top of the pile, and you can always see at least one or two on the top of the pile, and a half a dozen of them around the bottom, trying to get up to push the others off. It's hysterical. And they really are feeling the roads. If you see this video, did you smile when you saw it? Did you chuckle, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
They're running around. Very cute. Yeah, all right, so you can check those out. Pictures of my grandson at 3 months. His birthday was the other day, 3 months old. Good Lord. I see a picture. I got a picture up on the wall here in my studio of all of us together in the hospital having a picture taken. Well, Megan was still in the hospital, and I think that was 3 months ago. Good Lord. How? Just embrace the day. Embrace your life. Embrace what you are thankful for. And that's one of the things that I find that I'm spending a lot of time being thankful for, frankly, and how it all sort of fit together. Here's something else I'm thankful for, not perhaps as much. There is a lot of research being done for those of you who have this obnoxious thing that is basically amounts to being allergic to gluten. There is a gluten-free wheat being developed. One of the big problems with the gluten allergies come from usually grains, but mostly wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a gluten allergy, it's usually that you are allergic to wheat. So the aim of this research is to develop new varieties of wheat at a time when this industry is now in the billion-dollar bracket. The gluten-free food industry racking up over $1 billion in sales last year in this country alone. So imagine what they're doing with it as people become more aware. And I find myself, it depends. It's not always, I have gluten allergies, and it has reared itself in different ways at different times. Sometimes I find myself really allergic to certain kinds of bread and pasta, that sort of thing. And then other times I'm not for.
Well, you want to know why?
Reason. Why?
I learned, because remember I suffered with allergies.
Yes.
I'm still suffering with allergies. Yeah. But when your body is more inflamed because of the stuff that you're allergic to in the air, like trees and flowers and whatever else goes on around you, grasses and stuff. If your body's more inflamed because of that, then you all of a sudden have more sensitivity to certain foods. Because I learned when I was going through allergy testing that I was allergic to almonds, which is something that I
really
ate a lot of. Almonds, yeah. Cantaloupe, right. Like things yeah. that never I never felt bothered by them.
Right.
But
yeah.
your body shows up certain, like your food allergies change over time. They're not always a thing. Yes. Unless you have like a severe shellfish or something
I
like that.
I have a horrible allergy to lobster, and I didn't think, but I guess I've had it since the 80s.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but I didn't think I had it when I was younger. But I think you're right. The body
certain
changes.
Allergies, when it's inflamed, yeah. then you have more, you're more apt to be more allergic to certain foods and yeah. stuff. But
all right. Interesting. That's good news. Good mm-hmm. to know. Thank you.
Here's any time.
Well, that's why you're here, so you will keep us all focused. The world's most widely used weed killer probably causes cancer, so says the World Health Organization.
Isn't that nice? Probably.
This is a direct attack on Monsanto. Hooray. And I don't say hooray. I don't wish them... Well, maybe... Here's the thing with me and Monsanto. The GMO stuff and how they affect farmers and the fact they've sued small family farmers and put them out of business because they use their seed. They've tried to patent and have been successful at buying up most of the seed companies in the country. And then they somehow or other do through research, they somehow are able to put some kind of DNA in the seed so that it doesn't reproduce. So you have to keep buying your seed from Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And in the case of seed that they have, that, because not all of it is protected that way, if you are caught growing... This is how seeds come to be, by the way, in case you didn't know where food comes from. It comes from growing itself. So corn, when you eat corn, those individual kernels of corn, when they're dried out, you stick them in the ground, they'll grow another stalk of corn. That's how it works with everything. So, in this circumstance, somehow genetically, Monsanto, and this is creepy, has engineered the kernels. They put them through a process so that they can't be duplicates. So if you cut the corn down, you take an ear of the corn, you cut off all the kernels, and you expect to dry and plant it, and it'll grow? Doesn't, for the most part. Sometimes it does, and in that case, Monsanto is happy to sue you for doing what they told you not to do. You can't do that with our seed, and they put more than one farmer out of business because of that. So that's my reason for so disliking Monsanto, because there's not much of anything that they do that I find is productive. They're a horrible company. They do horrible things, and this weed killer is another example. Roundup is the product we know, and it's available readily in hardware stores, home and garden stores, available everywhere. Corn comes out Roundup ready. I have pretty good instincts about stuff like this, and I've never thought that this was anything. If you Roundup ready, it doesn't hurt the corn. It means that it will more easily absorb the spray when you put the herbicide on.
Isn't that, I mean, that's the shouting message of most nutritionists, is to stay away from these products that have weed killers and pesticides
right.
and all that, because
yes.
as much as you wash them, they're still a part of
it's
what you consume.
It's carcinogenic.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yep. There's limited evidence also that there's something to worry about when it comes to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Which is the more serious type of lymphoma. Richie had Hodgkin's lymphoma. The non-Hodgkin's is more serious. Monsanto is the largest seed company in the world. They say scientific data do not support the conclusions that the World Health Organization has come up with. Really? What does the data support? They don't know how this information... World Health Organization could reach a conclusion that is such a dramatic departure from the conclusion reached by all regulatory agencies. Really? It has nothing to do with you paying them all off, though, Monsanto, right?
Nah, of course not.
Nothing like that. U.S. government says herbicide is safe. Yep, of course. Yep. Monsanto paid $14 million to keep the state of California from approving a referendum, and they've done it in four other states that would have given you the right to have a label on the food as to what's in it and where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't want to have that.
They said the farmers thought it was too much work.
Really?
Talk to a few farmers and let them tell you what they think.
Yeah, who are they talking to? I've never heard of farmers.
There are a lot of farmers who swear by Roundup, by the way, because it makes it easy not to have weeds, and they wouldn't like what I'm saying here. I find very little, if anything, of grace when it comes to Monsanto. All right, so there's that story, and you can find out more about it if you want to check it out at DougStephan.com. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The Idea Bank, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. When things seem hopeless, turn on this radio program and you'll know that whatever's in your world is hopeless. Listen to what I'm dealing with here and you'll know there's a big difference. Persistence, though. I've pushed back all the barriers. I've never taken no for an answer. I keep going, Jennifer. Keep pushing. You didn't respond.
No, I was listening. This was a big dramatic statement. I'd interrupt.
Right. Here's the story of a lady named Asia Ford, who once weighed 474 pounds.
Yeah.
She's lost 217 pounds. She is a mother of three. She's trying to live a healthy lifestyle. And so she took her place in a race this weekend in Kentucky, a 10K. You can see the picture of her going over the finish line with her son and a police officer helping her out. Look at the picture and then look at the story. We spend so much time, I do, and with just cause, wanting to have you know about what's going on in the police. And so this is for those of you who say, I never say anything nice about the police. Look at the picture. Look at the story. She was determined to finish the race.
She did.
And she did, thanks to Lieutenant Aubrey Gregory of the Louisville Police Department, saw that she was having a tough time, thought that she could benefit from some encouragement. So he got out, and the EMS guys got out, checking her out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, I'm not going to let her stop. We're going to do this together. She grabbed his hand. He grabbed her hand. And as they walked, her son Terrence came along as well. And it was just nice. They helped he was helping her. They got to know each other. They crossed the line together. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned,
that's awesome. Nice story.
It's a good story.
Yeah, nice story.
A sea of bad ones, that's a good one.
Right. So check that one out at DougSteffen.com as well. Not right next to the ones. Yeah, those two are the good, the bad, and the ugly. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. Now it's called Emotion. Crank it up there, Karen. If I'm not mistaken, produced by Barry Gibb. He's in the background. But this is Bee Gees. This is Bee Gees. Discovery. So who is this lady, born in Australia, made it to the pop singles charts, top of the pops this week, 1977. Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. She began her singing career at the age of 8, singing on Australian radio stations. She had an earlier singing career under the name of Cheryl Gray, not the name that she's using in this song. Here's a thought. Wait a minute, that sounds like the Bee Gees. Yep. Robin Gibb actually wrote the song, and Barry's doing the background there. She moved to the UK, worked with the Bee Gees on some of their earlier recordings back in the 60s. This song actually was in the movie Saturday Night Fever, remember? The album was certified platinum. Yeah, this is why it sounds like, because it is the Bee Gees thing. Robert Stigwood thing. Her visa expired, she returned to Australia to pursue a solo career there. She decided she wanted to make it on her own, elected not to record any more songs that were connected to the Bee Gees, which is probably her largest mistake. Her next choice was to remake the Wilson Pickett hit in the Midnight Hour. It didn't get any further than number 88 on the top 100, and it disappeared after 2 weeks. Pretty much the way that movie that Sean Penn is in is going to be gone in 2 weeks. So, we understand, she understands that was a bad decision, but it was what it was. She never had another top pop singles hit. So, who is this lady? Help yourself to 888-302-3684. Now, we'll see what we come up with. How long is this song, Carrie? About 340, I want to say. Is that about right? 328. Okay, So, Jen,
what do you
remember about this song?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I know this song. I remember listening to it a lot as a kid. I think my mom probably liked this a lot.
Really? Kenny, you like this song?
Yeah, it's okay. It brings back some nice memories of the
70s. Yeah, it's one of those tunes. All right, Tracy, what's the name of the singer here?
I think it's Irene Cara.
That's very nice. I think you're wrong, but thanks for the try anyway. Kevin in Richmond, what's the name of the singer?
Olivia Newton-John.
Warmer, again warmer. Dixie's in Owensboro. Hi, Dixie.
Good morning.
You can sort of tell the way I pace these that the first two were wrong, and then when I sort of relax with you and have a conversation. Well,
pretend.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to pretend. Dixie, who is the person singing this song?
The singer of this song is Samantha Sang.
How about them apples? How about
that
for alliteration?
That's a great one. Good
singer
job.
Of this song is Samantha Sang. Very good. She should get extra points for that.
Yeah.
You're going to qualify, though, Dixie. You qualify for our drawing to the Broadmoor. Colorado Springs is the home of the Broadmoor. Have a great long weekend there if you win our drawing, which takes place on Friday. So that's a cool thing. So what's happening with you in Owensboro? What's it like? Give us 10 seconds on Owensboro.
Well, when I was outside this morning, the birds are chirping. It's a little crisp, but there's the promise of a really beautiful day.
A beautiful day.
Yes.
It's a beautiful morning. Where is Felix Cavalier and the Young Rascals when we need him? All right, so Dixie, you've done a good job. Hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you, and you'll be in the drawing on Friday. Good luck to you. Thank you, by the way, for being here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9603. That's 1-800-351-9603. Again, 1-800-351-9603.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Support us, supporting you, bringing you a better day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. People in the news today, Amanda Knox, K-N-O-X, has her appeal. Italy's highest court expected to rule on her challenge of the guilty verdict and the 28-and-a-half-year sentence. Why? She's over here. She didn't... She got found guilty in absentia.
Well, she can't go back over there. She'd be an idiot to go back.
So why would you go back? Why would you waste all that time and money? Just don't go back to Italy.
What's yeah, but the, I think you still this. Have this. It probably would prevent her from traveling certain places. And
really?
I mean, you'd want to get it cleared up. If someone said you committed murder and you didn't think you did, wouldn't you want to, you'd want to get rid of that?
Nah. It's be fun, a great conversation piece. Hey, Amanda Knox is here at the party tonight, folks.
I'm wanted for murder. Hey.
Listen,
not
stranger
quite.
Things have happened. Let's see here. Scott Kelly, another person in the news today. You know who he is?
Scott Kelly. No.
Kenny knows. I'd be cheating that, Kim. Scott Kelly is the astronaut that's packing up for a year in space. His brother is married to Gabby, right? Isn't that this is the twin, if my memory serves me correct. Am I right, Kenny? There were two brothers that were in the... Is that right? Or am I on the wrong page?
I'm not Seems sure, but I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, no, I think he's the brother. There's the fellow that... Was Gabby's wife was an astronaut?
Mark Kelly.
Yeah, no, this guy's his brother. Right? Yeah. Right. So he is he's using a superhero utility belt to hold tools for his stay aboard the International Space Station when he goes up. But he's two of them look a lot alike, and interesting. I think this is the first time in history that there have been brothers, twins. That were
yeah,
in the
they are twins.
Right, yeah. They don't quite look the same, but I thought that was pretty interesting, and probably not a lot of people knew that. So here you are getting another piece of information,
a tidbit,
that you would not hear anywhere else on the planet.
What would we do without you, Doug Steffen?
I don't know. I'll tell you something. When I see this lady who's 104 years old, ringing her birthday with her lifelong medical advisor, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, she drinks three of them a day, right?
Elizabeth Sullivan is her name, another person in the news, member of that over 100 club, lifelong habit. This is sort of against convention in any number of ways. Dr. Pepper, she drinks three of them a day, every day. Last week she had her 104th birthday. Lots of Dr. Pepper. She said they were very nice. They brought her a bunch more Dr. Pepper. What a, I mean, are you kidding? They should give her free Dr. Pepper for the rest of her life. What an ad.
Mm-hmm.
She started drinking Dr. Pepper 60 years ago.
Just what the doctor ordered. Remember, that was their tagline.
Apparently, yeah. Yep. So the fellow that runs Dr. Pepper, Larry Young, heard about her and sent her a gift. We saw this as a unique opportunity to ring in her big 104. Yeah, of course you did. You saw this as a big opportunity to plug the hell out of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's right.
But whatever.
Yeah, right. All right, so this lady lives in Fort Worth, Texas. Had a cake resembling the can of diet. This is, man, did they milk this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor said, are you careful about what you eat? And she said, certainly not. I drink three Dr. Peppers a day. And the doctor said, oh, my goodness, that's too much sugar. You'll die if you keep drinking that.
She said, oh, yeah, doc. What?
Oh, my God. Isn't that
my favorite part of that is then 10 years later, he died and she had to get a new doctor.
Yeah. Jennifer has the television report in a few moments. Interesting things going on with Dancing with the Stars. Doctors, speaking of doctors, Kenny, being trained for emotional conversations with the terminally ill, there's a new push for doctors at the end of your life to tell you the story. How many people think that their doctor sugarcoats whatever your doctor tells you? Honestly, do you think the doctor is honest with you? When you go in and they tell you, I remember this. I remember actually a couple of instances where this happened in my life. The doctor would say, listen, you're going to live to be 100. You're a healthy guy. Yep, yep. And I am. Fortunately, I got, knock on wood, good certain genetic things on my father's side. But I've taken care of myself for the most part. I'm kind of like this lady, the 104-year-old, when it comes to ice cream and pie. I just had some vanilla ice cream with a piece of blueberry pie.
And, for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. What's wrong with that? That's my thing. I have. A
it's like
thing.
Yogurt, fruit, and toast, just different, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I've got my fruit too. I got strawberries out, and I have bananas, and I have what else? Oranges and kiwis, and blueberries and raspberries and blackberries, and let's see. I've got some watermelon. I have melon, green melon. I have mangoes out. I have pineapple. So what's the harm in having a little ice cream and pie with all that stuff, Jennifer? What's the big idea?
Hey, yeah. You know what? Live and let live. You do it.
Okay, so anyway, the situation with whether your doctor tells you the truth or not, I think is, I don't know, but characterize it as a problem, but I think that all too often the doctor would patter, yeah, you're doing fine. How often you hear that from people whose doctor said, you're doing great, guy drops dead tomorrow of a heart attack? Or it's just,
you know, I don't know if that's the story for me so much. I think that there needs to be some work on doctors' bedside manner. I mean, I had a doctor who is, by the way, a friend of my family, has been my family doctor. I mean, it was my dad and my grandparents' family doctor.
Yeah.
Tell me when my grandmother had a stroke, she'll be dead in 3 days, just like that. And I remember saying, and I let him have it, and she lived for four years,
yeah,
something like
right.
that. Yep. So I think there needs to be that fine line between being over you need to get the information out, the information that's important, but it needs to be delivered with compassion. I think there's a fine bridging of the truth and compassion when you're a doctor. That's tough. I don't think a lot of people can do it, but that should be a skill that you have if you go into that profession.
You know who's best at that of all the people that I know who are associated with this program is Ken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't tell you that, well, Bruce doesn't deal with people in their final moments. Jack doesn't. Ron Hoffman might. His bedside manner is good as well. And I don't know, frankly, Dr. Chambers that well. That might be a question that we ask him because he's going to join us in a few minutes. Here's something that's from the OOPS department. Oops.
Yep.
Oops. And the reason I'm thinking about this is because yesterday I got a call from the people in Israel who have had me back and forth four times, and they want me to come over in May again to, I'm sure, sort of sanitize the Netanyahu. That's always the case. Whenever there's, and I understand this game, this fellow who invited me over is a guy that I have gotten to know, and he's probably listening right now. He listens to the program. So the business about Netanyahu and the sort of hubbub that's been created around the world because of some of the things that he said. For example, apparently he's sorry for warning in the last hours of the election last week that the country's Arab citizens were voting in droves. Well, that may or may not have been the case, and not likely that a lot of them would have voted for him. But just the idea, this is that sort of fog or the cloud that comes over generalizations. Just because you live in Israel doesn't mean that you're Jewish or have to be Jewish.
Right. And
there are tons of Christians that live in Israel, and tons of Arabs.
People to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But this was the scare tactic. This would be like somebody down in rural Mississippi saying, you better get out and vote because all the blacks are getting out to vote. Saying to somebody in some white, oh man, if I keep going with this, I was about to say, about to stick my foot in it. But anyway, you get the drift of what I'm saying, right? Get out the vote because the other guys will win. And you know what? Those other guys, the undesirables, to win.
Here's the thing. How sad that we have to say and threaten people. Everybody should be going to vote. It's so stupid.
That was one of the only things that I thought Obama said that made sense recently is that we ought to have, although I don't like the plan, everybody ought to be
no, I hate that. You should go and register like everybody else.
Go because you're smart.
But everybody should, and everybody should do that.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a problem. Wait a minute. What are we doing here? I'm late.
We're talking about TV, maybe.
I know, yeah. But let's see if we Kara, if she does, why don't you see if we can move her to the next half hour. When are we doing Pillar? Is that the next half hour, Kenny?
Yeah.
So maybe we do him. Well, maybe we won't. Let's see how the pieces.
What's happening?
Behind the scenes in radio. You know how I got distracted? I have my web open to the DougStephan.com website, and I just saw the picture of Miles that made it. It's posted on the website. He's the cutest. Look at that smile on his face in his crib.
He looks a lot like you.
Really?
I do.
A lot of people think he looks like his father. Really? You think he looks like me?
A little bit.
Yeah, Megan looks just like me. If you look at me and look at Megan, you think you're looking at the same person.
Yeah.
But from the neck up, anyway. she looks a lot like my mother. The smile, this kid has been very little fuss about much of anything. He's discovered his hands and his feet, and he's trying to get them in his mouth all the time, which is cute. He pushes himself around in the crib, which is kind of neat, and he loves to go outside. He loves, loves, loves. Megan now bringing him everywhere. They take him on walks. We're going to have lunch today. Bring him this. I think this is the first time he's gone to a restaurant, though. Brendan and Megan and I are going to meet for lunch today with Miles. And it'll be cute to see how he is with it. Everybody goes by, oh, look at that cute little baby, which is appropriate. 15 before the hour. Let's see what we're going to do here. We have to draw. Let me talk about it with everybody off the air. Stand by. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. You know what they say about sausage? It tastes so good, but you don't ever want to know
how it's made.
How it's made. That could be the case of this radio program, because we have so many moving parts here, including the fact that people, you think that we're all around, some of you who are new to the program think we're all in the same room, and we're all sitting around looking at each other. Ken is in San Diego. I'm in Los Angeles. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, different place. The folks in Washington, Richie and that bunch, we sound together like we're together, but that's only part of the complication here. There are all kinds of other things that are going on behind the scenes all the time, and including trying to figure out how we best use Beth Kallmeyer, who is here. She's the Vice President of Constituent Services for the Alzheimer's Association. I think this is an important conversation. So with your permission, Jennifer, we'll put the television report on hold for a few minutes, because sure. I want to find out. There's a new report that's been issued by the Alzheimer's Association, facts and figures and that sort of thing. So, Beth, welcome to Good Day. Tell us about the facts and figures. What's new here in this report?
Thanks, Doug. It's great to be here. So the new 2015 Alzheimer's Association Facts and Figures Report looked at how doctors give diagnosis to their patients. And so what we found was that Alzheimer's disease is treated differently than other diseases in terms of how the doctors talk about them to the patients. So only 45% of people with Alzheimer's disease were told by their doctors that they had the disease. And that's compared to 90% for other diseases, cancers and things like that. And so, you know, the Alzheimer's Association stresses the importance of knowing a diagnosis. Imagine that your doctor doesn't tell you you have cancer. That wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. But this is happening for people with Alzheimer's.
Well, we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, about how doctors oftentimes glad-hand their patients and don't tell them the truth. So telling people about the Alzheimer's and a dementia problem, and I had an exam because I wanted to know what was going on with me, to find out where I had a brain scan done by a company called Cerascan, and you know, there are questions that come up sometimes. That's the especially, and this is the sort of new science, the diagnostic side of it, but once you get into it, how do you feel diagnosis is better now and more positive, or is it getting at the truth of things earlier, so people can maybe do something before they get full-blown Alzheimer's to maybe push it off to the side, deal with it?
It's a great point. People are getting diagnosed earlier. You know, a skilled clinician can make this clinical diagnosis. It's a rule-out diagnosis, which means they look at a lot of other things, and then they figure out whether it's Alzheimer's disease. And when people get this diagnosis early, then they can make important plans for their life. They can look at their legal planning, their financial planning. Perhaps they can participate in a clinical trial.
Well, that's it. There's a natural approach to it, what you eat, the fish and blood pressure and all that sort of stuff, and there are drugs that are being developed, so it's not like it used to be a death sentence. It's not so much anymore.
Well, it does remain a fatal brain disease, but
if you get at it, you can modify sometimes what goes on. At least that's what I'm told. There are 5 million people in our country who have Alzheimer's.
Whew. That's right, 5 million people, and the sixth leading cause of death. And we do know that when people take steps to take care of themselves, to build a care plan, to look at how they want to live their life with it, and when they're diagnosed early, they can take part in that and make those decisions, and that's really important.
Our doctors, go ahead.
I was going to say, the other thing that I think the Alzheimer's Association thinks is really important is that doctors are given education, as well as med students, so that they can give the diagnosis, so they tools and resources, so they know how to give them the diagnosis in a way that's sensitive and that allows them to make those decisions.
Well, that's, I think, the most important part, but you got to have the information. It has to be given. Check out the Alzheimer's Organization, ALZ.org, to find out more about this study. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Stafford's Good Day program. Joining me now, Dr. Joseph Chambers, who is here. He's got a great website, joseph.chambersoncall. It's actually Dr. Dr. Chambers. OnCall.com. In the essence of the information that's there is something that helps you in so many different ways. We're going to talk to the doctor in a moment about this focus that we've had in this hour. Bad news that you get from your doctor. What's the best way for you to get it? Everybody's different, so it may be better with somebody. You got to know your patient, I think. And that's I think that'll be the trail that we follow with Dr. Chambers. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, Dr. Joseph Chambers here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The bad news that you must give. Tell us about you and your practice, actually. What goes on? Are you a GP? I never asked you that, actually.
My background, Doug, is internal medicine / critical care. And at the moment, I work in urgent care. And we give a lot of bad news. It's routine. And I've been giving bad news since I was too young to be giving bad news. And there are certain things that I've decided over the years. First off, you have to be entirely and 100% honest with any patient that wants you to be honest. And then sometimes patients just don't want to know.
How do you know that? Do you ask them, do you want to know?
You say, hey, Doug, do you want to know this? And the patient says, no. You can talk to my husband, wife, brother, whoever. That's when you know. I don't believe that you should rub somebody's nose in it, that they've got a problem, that they're dying. But you need to tell them. And if they don't want to know, well, then you have to make sure that the appropriate people know so that planning can happen.
All right, I'm going to take a side trip here for a second with you, sure. Dr. Chambers. About a week ago, I was invited to an event with four or five people, the introduction of a new device in this country. There are only 23 of them now in use. Yep. And what it does is basically take your hand, you put your hand on a scanner, and you leave it there for about 14 or 15 seconds. And within a minute or two, maybe three, I saw with one person, there comes back an overview of your entire health, your to a point, your history, what's wrong with your body now, and where it goes if you don't deal with it. And I'm going to have it done to me later on this week. I saw the look on this woman's face, the last one who had it done. She has all kinds of things wrong, and you can tell by looking at her that she had a lot of things wrong. But she, and some of them she knew about it, and some of the stuff she didn't know about. But she was very philosophical, and okay, so we, and it's meant as a tool to advise. Okay, these are the sorts of things that could happen to you if you don't change your evil ways, which I find to be very constructive, frankly. But, you know, she wanted to know. Some people would get that information and they'd fall over.
Yes, and I think that if you push people to know too much, they're not going to be able to cope with it. And I heard the conversation earlier, Doug, and Jennifer, you said a doctor was kind of abrupt and said your loved one will die, I think it was your grandmother, within 3 days.
Yeah.
Most of the time when we make those predictions, which we don't really want to do, I never want to give somebody a time frame, because often you're wrong, but frequently you're right. And you tend only to give a time frame when you want to people to understand what you're doing. But in my experience, Jennifer, in those very difficult scenarios, you have to use the phrase will die, dying, or will be dead, or some variation of that, because it's such a high emotional moment, most people will not take in the euphemisms. The idea that you're
no more. It was interesting because the doctor in this case said, well, she can't understand, she's just, her reactions are just involuntary. And it was kind of that moment where you thought, well, no, I kind of know. I know her, and they make sense.
All right. So, food for thought. How do you take bad news from your doctor, or do you want bad news from your doctor? Philosophy explained by Dr. Chambers. DrChambersOnCall.com is his website.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.